Okay.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's turn to Mary as always and ask Mary to be with us, to help us to be open to God's grace, His blessings, and His sanctification. As we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. We should always invoke the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is God. And the Holy Spirit gives us light, and He gives us love. So hopefully you'll be able to learn by heart the prayer that we always say to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Lady Fatima, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. On one occasion, the apostles came up to Jesus with a very important request, and it was this. They said, Lord, teach us how to pray, as John taught the apostles to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. So today let's talk briefly about the prayer, which is called the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. Let's take a few words, so that when we say this prayer, it has much more meaning to us. We start by saying, Our Father. Jesus didn't say, My Father, but he said, Our Father. By that, our Lord was saying that if God is our Father, then all of us are brothers and sisters. And that we should have love, appreciation, and respect for all people. So this goes against any type of racism or favoritism, which is so prevalent in the modern world. So all of us in the Our Father are brothers and sisters. Our Father who art in heaven. God is in heaven, but he wants us also to go to heaven. So you should have a real longing to go to heaven. As the psalmist says, as a deer yearns for the running streams, so my soul longs and yearns for you, O Lord my God. So, we do not think enough about heaven. Heaven is our ultimate destiny. Heaven is the reason for our existence. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What does that mean? God's name is holy. We should have great reverence and respect for the name of God the Father, and also for the name of Jesus Christ. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We should desire and long for God's kingdom in heaven. But where is the kingdom? Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. If you are baptized and you're living the state of grace, you have the kingdom of God within you. And our brothers and sisters, if they're living the state of grace, they have the kingdom of God within them. Therefore, the conclusion is, great respect for our bodies, which are the temples of God, the kingdom of God, and great respect for others. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We can interpret that in three ways. Three ways. We have a body, we have a mind, we have a soul. We pray that we will be healthy enough to work hard so we can pay for the rent. So that's the first interpretation. Physical health, so that you can work hard. And not simply want to go on welfare, okay? Work hard. But also there's another bread. Our body's important, but our mind is even more important. You should have a real hunger for the truth. And the truth will set you free. You remember when Jesus was in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights? What was the first temptation? To turn the stones into bread. What did Jesus say? Jesus said that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. So bread for the body, but also bread for the mind. And that should be, you should have a real hunger for the Word of God. To read the Word of God, to meditate upon the Word of God every day. And a hunger to learn about God through presentations, through YouTube, through good movies, through retreats. That your mind should have this hunger for the Word of God. But then the third interpretation of bread, we can go to John chapter 6, where Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life. And I will raise him up on the last day. So that is the bread for your soul. And you receive that bread for your soul every time you go to Mass and you receive Holy Communion. Jesus is the bread of life. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. So there's a double meaning to that. We ask God that he'll forgive us because we sin. Even the just man falls seven times a day, the Bible says. But under this condition, you are going to be forgiven under the condition that you forgive the person that has offended you. It's a two-way street. Jesus says, be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. People hurt us. We can either be vindictive and seek out revenge, or we can be merciful. God wants us to be merciful. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. One occasion, St. Therese the Little Flower said, I am capable of all the worst sins of humanity. The reason why I have not committed so many serious sins is because God cleared the path. Let's ask God to clear the path. To clear the path. Because if we're exposed to temptation, we're exposed to danger, we're all likely to fall. That's what it means. Lead us not into temptation. Lord, remove the obstacles so that I don't trip and fall. And then, deliver us from evil. Now, if you go to the Greek, it's not simply evil, but it would be the evil one, and that would be the devil. We all have our guardian angel, but all of us have a devil that goes after us. Sometimes more than one devil. So in the Our Father, we're begging him for the grace to be able to avoid the temptations of the devil, who is our enemy. So there you have it, my friends. The presentation today was on the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. And one of you who had been following me actually wrote a little note that I was reading, and you mentioned that it is present in the fourth part of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I think one of our friends who actually wrote down a little note mentioning that if you really want to have a really good interpretation of the Our Father, you can go to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the fourth part, and you can have a detailed explanation of the Our Father. Also, St. Teresa of Avila, a woman doctor of the Church, wrote a book, and it's called Camino de Perfección, and what that is, it's an explanation of the Our Father. So, my friends, today, say the Our Father slowly and relish every word in this beautiful prayer that Jesus Christ has given to us. And don't forget to share this to some of your friends. So God bless you, and I'll see you next Monday at about 1:50 in the afternoon. God bless you, and have a great weekend, and happy Father's Day.